and they had been up there.
Was it cold then too when they were there?
Huh?
Was it cold when they were there?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And they really had a good time.
Yeah, my main memories of Pike's Peak are a freezing to death. I never been so cold in my life, and it was the middle of summer.
Mm-hmm.
Also, I had the world's worst headache. Just a horrible splitting headache. I think it was the altitude.
Oh, so.
Really bad. I do not have pleasant memories of Pike's Peak at all.
Yeah.
You know, one summer I worked at a camp. It was way up in the mountains out from Denver, and I had never been way up in the mountains when I first went out there. In fact, it was 10 years ago this summer. And they picked me up at, I rode the train in. And they picked me up at the train station and took me out to the camp, you know, and here was this nice highway, fine, and it went up in the mountains and started to kind of wind around. And I got a little worried because, you know, Wichita Falls, we don't even have any hills.
Mm-hmm.
And then we got on a dirt road. And it was really just sort of hugging the side of the mountain, you know. And I was really scared. And they said, wait, it gets worse. And it did. It got worse. It was, by the time we got there, the last 2 miles were only wide enough for one car. And it was straight up on one side and straight down the other side. And it was just switchback like this. And when you came up to a curve, you had to honk. Because if there was another car around there, you were in trouble. So you'd just go up the mountain honking, you know, so they'd know you were coming up. And if you met somebody, the person on the downside would have to back down. And, oh, that was terrible. I mean, that was not something you'd want to do just every day. I was really scared. Well, let's see. If some people have been to visit you and they're about to leave, what would you say to them to let them know you want them to come back?
Well, Georgia visited, come back to see us.
Okay. Let's see. You might say, if no one will look out for them, then they've got to look out for... Okay. And if no one else will do it for him, he had better do it... Okay. What do you call that thing, those things that, well, I mean, that stuff that comes in loaves and you get it at the store and have toast it for breakfast?
Bread.
Okay. Basically, there's two kinds of breads. There's the kind that, that's made, the homemade bread, and then the kind you get at the store is called?
Light bread.
Okay. What is light bread exactly?
What
is light bread exactly? Can you describe it? I mean, how's it made?
Well, it's just in pound loaves, about 4 inches square, 15 inches long.
What do they put in it to make it rise?
Yeast.
Okay. What are some other kinds of bread?
Cornbread, rye bread, biscuit.
Okay, anything else?
Whole wheat bread.
Okay, that's what I like. That's what I like. Have you ever had the Pepperidge Farm bread? It's kind of small look. It's only about that big. Have you ever had that? That's real good wheat bread. If you ever want some real good whole wheat bread.
Yeah.
Pepperidge Farm.
Yeah.
It's good stuff. What all different kinds of cornbread is there?
Well, there's hush puppies, baked cornbread, and fried cornbread, and you get this water ground meal to make cornbread out of it.
What's that?